This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Oregon Health Authority is eliminating the use of opioids next year for patients with disorders like fibromyalgia. To be fair, alternative treatments like acupuncture are now getting the attention they deserve. Yet the concern is that wholesale elimination of traditional pain treatments could compel some patients to accept suggestions of early arranged death. One pharmacist writing in the National Pain Report says that the popular move to fight addiction is ignoring or discounting studies showing long-term success on traditional opioids, and that opioid use is already down 25% in the last 6 years. A leftist political group says pro-life and conservative political groups are targeted by a Twitter practice of what is called shadow banning. Searches for pro-life and Republican personalities are blocked or sent to what's known as parody accounts in ways not seen among a collection of leftist activists. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. In other headlines, two Catholic priests were arrested for praying inside an abortion clinic run by notorious abortionist Stephen Chase Brigham, and two movies will examine abortion personalities this fall and winter. One movie will idolize Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In October, the work and trial of Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell, now serving a life sentence, will hit the big screen. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.